I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people will not tell you. And this will shock you. Repeat after me. A college degree will not help you succeed in life. Well, I could be wrong on that. Maybe.
A few things, probably that maybe number one, hey, if you're trying to work to corporate America, it could work out. But hey, number two, corporate America may be taken away because of AI.
And what you just heard there is something that the 1% knows, but that nobody else knows, that the general don't know, or they may see it, but they take it lightly. So today we're going to be talking about why it's important to have skill sets more than to have our quote-unquote what society says common sense. A common sense is really something you're actually naturally good at, or something that you actually genuinely love. And like I said, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. So the reason why your skills will always outdo your college degree is because of the fact that you know what you're doing. It's something that comes natural. And to explain what skill is, I'm going to do an explanation right now. So a skill is basically something that you're naturally good at, something that you can do without having to be technical about it, without having to be all researchy, willy-nilly with it. It comes natural. It's something that you can just do without having to ask nobody. Like, for example, I'm doing this right here. I know how to film a video. I know how to edit a video. You've probably seen some perfect, wonderful edits with this video because I have the skill set of doing it. Not saying necessarily that I know it all, because sometimes you may actually have the skill, but you still may need to go through trials and tribulations to make it be a professional or big landscape. And so that's where the word skill comes from. Like I say, something you're good at. And most people, when they hear the word skill, they associate it with sports or construction or hard labor jobs, but not necessarily that. And that's where I will get to. Your skill doesn't have to necessarily be hard labor jobs. That's the first thing what can help you understand why having skills is better than a college diploma, college degree. Because of the fact that you don't have to worry about having hard labor skills. So most people say, don't you have to have hard labor? No, you don't. You can already have the skill of writing, which I have. I have a book called Do You Need Help? Self-improvement 101 advice. If you want to check it out, links down below. It's on Amazon. I personally am good at videography because I record videos. I edit. I'm personally good at gaming because I play video games all the time on my PS5 all the time. And so those are examples of skill sets from my personal experiences of doing things. Whatever personal experiences you have, figure out what it is and see where you can come from there. That's the second thing. See where you can come from your skill set. Figure out how you can make it profitable and see where it goes. Once again, your skill set doesn't necessarily have to be hard labor. Those three things I have right there, they're already profitable things. Number one, my writing skill led to me making a book and having a second one come out soon.
Don't tell nobody that. That's between me and you.
The second skill is that I'm good at making videos, which is also something I'm doing right now, and you're watching the video. The third thing is gaming, which I am sometimes live streaming every once in a while, and I also do esports for my high school, which is Fort Chester. And also, one more skill I've got to mention is that I'm good at speaking, because right now I'm speaking to you as the audience. And also, not just through this YouTube video, but in real life, I speak with a lot of people, and people will tell you that I'm a very outspoken guy, but I don't have to worry about what people say, because it's already something natural in me that I can tell you myself I'm a outgoing person. But, like I say, sometimes you may have people out there already seeing the skill within you because you have already shown them or you've already described it and now you're doing. Which is another thing why skills are better than a college degree, because more people will find you out there for that skill more than finding you for that paper. People may say, well, hey, if you got a college degree, you can still do well. Yes, you can. I have no problem with that. But you gotta listen here. A college degree may only give you maybe the same job, but just maybe a little higher pay. That's it. No big difference in this day and age now. For me, via researching, because currently I don't have a college degree. And number two, I haven't even finished high school yet. But from my experience of researching and understanding for myself, while listening to others, but mainly understanding from my own perspective here, is that a college degree and having a skill set is just two different things. And like most of the time, if you have a college degree, you just get a little higher pay. But usually with that skill, you either get that base salary, work for whatever company it is, or if you're self-employed, or if it's a good company or good job you're working for, you can get an even higher pay than an average college degree. And that's the thing with your skill set. That's the reason why you should worry about your skills more than a college degree, is because of the fact that you don't have to worry about any debt. All you gotta worry about is investing and gaining money and reusing that money to help out what you're doing even more. You see where I'm getting here? It's all free. 100% free. Me doing YouTube, 100% free. Me doing books, 100% free. No educational classes I got paid for. Nothing. Free. And if I don't know how to use my skills in the right format, but I have the skills, I have YouTube, just like how you're doing right now, watching to learn how to operate your skill set. I'm teaching you right now as a YouTuber, as a motivational speaker, as a podcast host. If you're listening to this on the audio. But I forgot to mention my audio listeners. So, like I say, your skill set is free. You don't have to worry about all that shenanigans of paying this, paying that, paying that. In this day and age, you don't have to have a college degree unless it's a certain field. And like I say, which I'm going to get to right now, those certain fields are being gone because of AI, or potentially being gone because of AI. Any job dealing with numbers, boom, it's gone instantly because of the fact that robots can calculate faster than us. When it comes to legal stuff, robots will understand it better than us because they won't have to worry about relying on human emotion. They don't have to worry about relying on how they feel. And so they may judge us according to what the law says, which is, in my opinion, both a good and a bad thing, because sometimes computers may glitch and sometimes people may hack into the system and try to make it feel like or seem like, oh, yeah, the robot said this, so now you're accused. Well, the person probably ain't accused. So with that, I'd be kind of weird. But other stuff there, like the main corporate jobs, will be taken away because of the fact that AI is taking this thing over. And I'm not trying to scare you, because, hey, AI is also a helpful thing too, which is another hidden gem you probably don't know. AI can help you with having good skills, and AI will help you better than college. Probably like, Brennan, why are you saying that our greatest enemy is going to be our greatest friend? Well, because it's not really a friend. It's not really something you should use 100%. It's more of an assistant. Or should I say it is a friend? Backtrack my word and actually say it correctly. It is a friend and an assistant. Because if you're trying to figure out a skill, because I know some of you watching this, you may not have a skill. You can figure out a skill right through AI, right through Google. But AI will describe it even deeper for you. And if, like I say, if you have a skill, guess what? AI can just go even deeper for you with that skill and how to make different formats. Like if you're a YouTuber, then AI probably will say, well, hey, this is the best YouTube channel you should do if you like doing this type of content. If you're a YouTuber that likes to do skateboard, maybe it will tell you how to do skateboard vlogs. If you're a person who likes to live stream, it may give you a format on how to live stream games, how to make YouTube videos on reacting to certain games. Or if you're like me, for example, a self-improvement YouTuber will tell you different videos on how to maybe talk about self-improvement topics. Which for me, most of my videos are heavily inspired through my brain. I sometimes use AI, but not really that much. My videos are mostly inspired through just my brain and how I do it. And yeah, that's how I do it personally, because I'm kind of like old school in a way like that. But not really old school, because I think a lot of YouTubers still don't use AI. But AI can be helpful at times too, to help you with video ideas if you're struggling now. Because there were times where I was creatively bankrupt and I needed AI to help me out. So AI is there to help out. And you know, one thing that can also help you too with getting better at what you can do and make more money and be successful is maybe subscribe to this YouTube channel or subscribe to this podcast if you're watching this. Hit the like button, hit the notification button. Like the video, share it. Do all you can do with this video, because the more people you reach out to, the more networks you get. And that's another thing. The networks. We have a network of people, like-minded people, that won't do the same thing as you. They can help you as well level up more than a college degree. Going to a networking event might change your life and help you even way better than going to a 5-day college class that may teach you the same old thing you'll learn in real life or via YouTube. It's just that you're just paying debt for it. Even if you're going to 2-year college, same thing, paying maybe just still a tuition. So I hope you learned something from this video. Hopefully you understand that your skill set is what can help you the most, because skills will outdo all that college degree stuff that you gain, all that information. Because, like I say, with the power of YouTube and social media, you have the ability to do anything you can do. I hope you enjoy this video.